cider and mixed elixirs. Thank you. Open 6 days per week, Tuesday to Sunday from midday till late. Check out netherworldarcade.com. I'm so excited. Netherworld. Bugger it. Come up to the microphone. Luke Daniel Peacock, welcome to Friday Neon. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, so am I.
Did you ever... Luke Diamond Phillips. Luke Daniel Peacock. We can call you Luke Diamond.
You can call me whatever you want.
Luke Diamond. Yeah, you want to change your name? Have you ever thought of that?
No.
Luke Diamond.
Yeah. But then I'll be like Michael Diamond, the guy that shoots stuff and... He's a bit of a screw up, so I don't want to be related.
Never heard
to
of him.
Yeah.
Luckily for me. Yeah. But Netherworld is a lot of pinball machines and
yeah, arcade. It's the guy. I know the guy actually. He opened that scratch bar down at Milton there on Park Road, and they've just fired up this thing down.
Oh, that one is a lot of art stuff in there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And it's where the old step in is now, and I'm just pumped about the pins.
Yeah, forget the drinking. Just go and play Space Invaders and board games.
Yeah.
You know, drinking's so passe. We need to sort of stimulate the brain.
If I ever go out into the valley and it's not to play a show, I'll just go to Crowbar because there's a pinball machine in the corner, and I'll just sit there and play pins and be really antisocial.
Mm. We're going to start this interview now because, bugger it, you're here to talk about the summer festival that's happening at GOMO. It's their 10th anniversary. And this is, let's go back to Netherworld again. What was your favourite game? Because you would have been, like, when I was... not your age, probably Matt's age, even a bit younger than Matt here. We had Pac-Man. It was this console. It was yellow and it was just amazing, an amazing game. So, first of all, Matt is our work experience. Welcome back, Matt. What was your first game that you recall as a youngster, even though you're still a youngster?
When I was really young, I had a Game Boy, and also had a Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, I think.
Mm.
And then I got my first console, a PS2. I remember the first game I got was Formula One, and I was pretty hooked on that. So
okay. And you, Luke?
Sega Master System 2.
Oh, that's old school.
And Mortal Kombat was my big one. And we had an arcade machine down at this club down the road from me that had. Like the original Street Fighter, and that was pretty cool too.
I was in that film.
Were you?
I was.
Awesome, with Kylie.
Yep. I did see her. She was pouring tea. I spoke to Raul Julia. This is 3 months before he died.
Yeah, wow.
This is going back to 1994. And I was actually a Bison soldier, so I had the uniform and the helmet.
Yeah.
You couldn't see me. And I was one of the bikies, so I had to buy a leather jacket for that scene and got it back on tax. I won $1,000 on a radio station back then, so I was able to get the...
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was on Street Fighter.
Nice.
How weird is that? So, but GOMO's got their 10th birthday thing, and summer we've had... Jeremy Neal come in to talk about his summer experiences. With your experiences with summer, how do you find summer? Do you survive summer quite well? Are you
I'm a bit of a water dude. My family's from Torres Strait Island, so I think it's kind of just ingrained in me, and if I'm ever struggling or anything, I'll just hit the water. But I just love water. As a kid, I was like right into swimming competitions and I just love being in water and I'm sort of finding that, you know, I got carried away doing whatever you do as a teenager and whatever in your early 20s, but I've just sort of the last few years been really getting back into, I've already been for a swim today and I'm going to go again this afternoon.
Do you have your own pool?
No, I don't. I've got really good friends.
So you know.
Yeah. But, you know, and I've got a car, so I get to the beach as often as I can.
Yeah, great. Songwriting, when it comes to summertime, do you struggle songwriting or there is a sort of a you like summer, the fact that you can actually throw a bit of some summer feel to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think summer definitely affects the way you write. You can hear it, you know, and that not just with me, but you can hear it with... I mean, Robert Forster and the famous striped sunlight sound that he talks about being in Brisbane. And I mean, the Triffids do it as well. You can hear the humidity and you can...
How do you do that, though, when you're writing a song?
I think it just happens. I don't think it's a conscious thing. I don't know.
But I mean, you've released a number of tracks. What would be a summary song in your repertoire?
Mali would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could... what we will do, we're going to play, first of all, in the studio we are joined by Luke...
Daniel Peacock.
Daniel Peacock. I'm just going to keep calling you Luke Diamond Phillips. Luke Daniel Peacock is in the studio. We're going to play Dreambox for you.
Yeah, cool. It's like a driving road trip kind of, you know.
Top down, windows down.
Yeah.
Arms out the window, yeah. Kind of song. Yeah. And we'll come back. We are chatting to the fact that we are talking about the summer festival at Goma. But here's Dreambox, Luke Daniel Peacock. Yeah. We're driving down the highway now. Wow. Going around the bend.
Yeah. Nicely done. All the illegal stuff.
Potholes. Watch out for the roadkill. Friday. In the studio, we are joined by Luke Daniel Peacock. Now, off air, you were moving the car, mm-hmm. and hopefully it's all good. It's hot outside. It yes. Is, yeah. But in the midst of it, you were wanting to recruit. We're going to start a recruiting agency on Friday Neon because you are looking for a female backing vocalist and a keyboardist who can do the same thing at the same time, or are you looking for separate?
No, ideally the same, yeah. So it's basically the story is I'm about to go in the studio and make a new record, and I just keep hearing... female backing vocals, like right across. Like, originally it was one song, then it was two. Now it's like, oh, I can hear it everywhere. And then I found out that the guy that's been sort of playing the keys / synth kind of stuff at my shows is moving to San Diego in a few weeks. And so I'm looking for someone who could do both for me. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are looking for female musicians out there on Friday Neon. We are starting the job agency here on the show as of now. If you look, are you looking for experienced or are you looking for someone who's actually wanted to try and get their foot in?
Oh, whatever. Mm. Just someone, you know, it's pretty easy stuff.
You like, sound flexible. Could I do it even though that I don't if, know yeah, how to play it, but you think I could do it?
If you could do a really good female impersonation.
yeah. Okay. if any female artists who are listening to Friday Neon, you can even send a message to the Friday Neon page and I'll pass it on to Luke. If you're a female artist, musician, can play the keyboards, very good singer or pretty much
loosely.
You
don't have to be excellent. You don't have to be excellent? It's really easy stuff, okay. Both the keys. I mean, you've got to be sort of somewhat capable, but, you know, it's pretty easy stuff.
Okay. Any girls out there, female musicians... need to get their foot in the door right now, give us a call on 325-21555. You can send us a message on Friday Neon, like the page while you're at it, or contact Lou... Luke... you remind me of Lou Diamond Phillips. Luke Daniel Peacock. But also because it's... excuse me, LDP, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke Daniel Peacock, excuse me. That's why I'm... That's weird.
That's all right.
That is so weird. You've got to... exact initials. Send him a message and you'll get in contact with him, and good luck if you do. Yeah. Now, the thing we're talking about is also Goma's 10th birthday, and you're looking forward to next week's show, I would imagine. It's a massive lineup. There's the greats, Cubs Butcher, excuse me.
You're right.
I Heart Hiroshima, Luke, Jeremy Neal, Luke Daniel Peacock, Emily Waramara, and Kids Up Late with the greats. And you'll be able to see Luke perform. What time are you on?
I have no idea. Shame you can't bring water in here, eh?
I know, I'm dying here.
But I've got no idea, to be honest. I'd say it'd be sort of late afternoon.
Late afternoon. Nice time.
Yeah,
when the sun's setting.
Yeah.
The question too, last time you were on the studio, you just won the 2016 Billy Thorpe Scholarship Award for the Queensland Music Awards. Have you started... funding anything?
Well, that's what that album that I was just speaking about, that's what that's going towards. So I'm gonna do a trip down to Byron Bay next week and meet up with some friends that happen to be there that are from Sydney, that are one's a producer and one's a studio engineer / owner. So we're all gonna meet up and I'm gonna go swimming and they're doing whatever they're doing in Byron, and then we're gonna hopefully put some things in place to to get the ball rolling.
So you on your own, or you got to bring the band?
Oh, the band,
new,
yeah.
The
yeah.
new person who's got to ring
yeah,
up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
See, there's the opportunity now. I mean, exactly. I'm so tempted to do it myself, but I'm totally male. So, but that's great. Female artists, musicians, this is a good opportunity to get your foot in the door and utilize your craft, your skills for this new album that Luke Daniel Peacock will be releasing in the coming year, if not the new year. So get onto it now, and if you know someone, please pass the message on, and hopefully that solves that problem for you, Luke.
Oh man, thanks, that was easy.
It was. Well, we just have to wait for the calls now.
Oh, they'll be flying in.
Yeah. Now you're going to see Dinosaur Jr. tonight.
Yeah,
it's a big show.
So you can come to Dinosaur Jr. if you want and talk to me then. I'll be there.
Good idea.
I'll be right up front with earplugs, probably.
And sunglasses. He's the one who you'll be looking out for if you're wanting to try and figure out how you start your music career. Go to Dinosaur Jr. and run into Luke, and good luck. Thank you very much for joining us on 4ZZZ, or us, meaning Matt and myself, who is... Matt is the Beck Mac for this morning. How does it feel to be Beck Mac, even though you've never met Beck Mac?
I don't know who Beck Mac is, but... You know.
You got the same colour hair, though.
Yeah. I'll have to look them up later.
Her.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, kids, you're in good company when she's here. But, you're the Beck Mac for me today.
Okay.
You've been putting the show together, gluing it, putting Van Halen. You've done pretty good. And, Luke, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You've got a request from Dinosaur Jr. for us to play.
Yeah. Well, just the I think it's the latest, or if not one of the new ones. Is it going down? Going down.
It is going down.
Yeah, that one.
That one. Thank you very much. Take care, Luke.
Thank you.